The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There's two things to notice there already. One is there's mindfulness, if I'm noticing it's ordinary. And the other is the absence of obvious suffering states of mind, right? Absence of a huge amount of adversity or confusion or whatever. Thich Nhat Hanh calls this the absence of a toothache, appreciating the absence of a toothache. Yeah, okay. Ordinary is ordinary, but it's a heck of a lot better than it can sometimes be, right? So just that noticing can avert the mind towards mindfulness, towards awareness, towards a certain kind of pop of lucidity. There's another way too. Sometimes, for example, there might be stories of greed or stories of aversion or even dislike or resentment or something stronger. And as Marjolein said, there's usually just one mind state happening at any given mind moment, but those mind moments are super, super fast. So it can feel very mixed to us, right? We can have multiple things happening at once. So in this sense, can take advantage of that sense of multiple things happening at once and look underneath the greed, the aversion, whatever the unhelpful emotion is, and notice that deep down inside, no matter how mucked up or obscured by aversion it is, there's a wish to be happy. As came up in the Q&A earlier today, a lot of times the forces in our mind, like judgment, that are not so helpful are there out of some kind of attempt to make us happy. So to find the wish underneath that, and that can then pop us over to an understanding that, oh, it's wanting to be happy, and then compassion can arise. Metta can arise. Wisdom can arise. It's a way of sort of shifting the mind, right? There's also a kind of discernment process happening there, and noticing the wish under, I'm just going to use the example of, let's say I'm feeling very defensive, very averse about something. Might not even know I'm feeling defensive, but I'm just like, you know, something's going on. I can notice the wish to be happy, and then discernment will tell me, oh, aversion is trying to protect me or my identity. And then open up to the discernment of like, what feels vulnerable in this moment? Not a big psychoanalytic history, but just in this moment. Oh, quivering in the heart. Oh, quivering in the leg. Oh, feeling tender right now. So this alone can move the mind to a more wholesome place, and it can also give us a clue as to where we're feeling a little too identified and where that identification is like kind of rigid, right? So this is emotional perspectival alchemy, these two ideas right here. There's a third way to cultivate wholesome states that can be helpful. And this, I'm going to again use the example of a difficulty, but it can also work with judgment or something else. And this is a story from my own life. So in my work life, one of the things I do is I'm an interfaith chaplain at hospitals. And not infrequently, I'm called to help calm down or address the concerns of a very upset hospital visitor or sometimes even patient. And walking into the room to talk with this person, what I've noticed is meeting that emotion with honesty, with care, and with this kind of clear-eyed compassion, kindness, patience, presence, mindfulness, so often just shifts it. As soon as that person, as soon as the emotions feel heard, things drain out. The intensity drains out of the situation, right? So the same thing works within our minds. Meeting that snit my mind is having with compassionate, kind, clear-eyed awareness sometimes allows it to settle, not listening to the story, not getting over-involved, but settle. So as these examples imply, there is a huge range, a wide diversity of beneficial, wholesome qualities of mind, states of mind. And I'm just going to name a few and maybe just feel into how they feel in your body when I say them. Relaxation. Trust. Honesty. Interest, lucid awareness, calm, clarity, stability, tranquility, loving kindness, compassion, joy, equanimity, wisdom, discernment, spaciousness, okayness, or just ordinary, even-keeled. So there's this broad, broad family of non-greed, non-hatred, non-delusion. All of these states, these beneficial ways of being with the mind and the heart. Pretty much anything that's not a hindrance or greed, hatred, and delusion could be. You can find the beneficial in it if it's not just beneficial on its face. So often these skillful qualities of mind and heart, as I've said earlier, can be found by taking a step back. And this step back is noticing the quality of the observing mind itself. It shifts to the perspective of the knowing, of the simple awareness, to the mindfulness. For example, I might notice that I'm bored and restless. And taking a step back, if I notice my attitude towards it, I realize what's underneath that is impatience. Take another step back. Oh, okay with being impatient. And then all of a sudden the impatience just dissolves. And the okayness becomes the next thing. That's the focus of mind. This is a little bit like what Marjolein, exactly like what Marjolein was talking about earlier, actually. It's just different language. And as we've all said, awareness, sati, mindfulness that this is happening is absolutely key. It means we have a choice. So learning and knowing the conditions that are helpful for cultivating a wholesome state is a discernment process in of itself. And it benefits from certain attitudes. Acceptance over contention. Relaxed patience over hurry. Gentle allowing receptivity rather than forcing, not knowing rather than reactivity. And those kinds of attitudes apply to pretty much any kind of developing a wholesome state. But there are, as many of you know, ways to directly cultivate them. And this is in cultivation of what's known as the immeasurables or the Brahma Viharas, four facets of Buddhist love. And they are metta or loving kindness, karuna or compassion, mudita or altruistic or empathetic joy, and upekkha, a kind of big picture equanimity. And these practices of the four Brahma Viharas, the four immeasurables, we intentionally amplify the beautiful impulses, the qualities of heart and mind, any beneficial impulses in that direction. It's kind of like noticing and appreciating the beautiful, even when everything's not beautiful. And there's many ways of cultivating the Brahma Viharas. You can use creative visualization, the breath, while imaginatively kind of radiating or pervading these intentions through the body, heart, and mind. Even the feelings through the body, heart, and mind. There's also cultivating the attitude itself of that. So this is more of a mindfulness approach. What I was just talking about is more of a sort of intentional shamatha, stability approach. And in the more mindfulness approach, it can be stepping back and intentionally cultivating a kindly attitude towards anything that arises, or a compassionate attitude, or noticing what's joyful in experience, and allowing the field of awareness itself to be informed by that, and then anything that comes up that isn't that becomes much more obvious. In that sense, there's nothing left out. So now we've talked about the cultivating piece, a lot of which is moving from other states or shifting our attitude and relationship to other states. There's also what to do to extend, to maintain a wholesome, beneficial state of mind without clinging. So clinging usually reduces the wholesomeness into a kind of greed or tanha, craving. So learning to appreciate and notice the wholesomeness itself, whatever is going well, whether it's mindfulness or equanimity or okayness, discernment, appreciating the good qualities. And next is to notice and appreciate any beneficial conditions in the mind that are supporting that. So often that is noticing the intentions. Really, maybe I'm practicing cultivating loving kindness and the heart is just feeling dry and there's not a lot going on. It's always possible to turn towards the intention and appreciate it. Even offer metta to the intention itself. Offer kindness to the intention. Help it grow like a little seedling coming up in the garden. Other conditions to attend to cultivate include mindful awareness itself and savoring rather than clenching down on it. Savoring over clinging. Staying with sensations, present moment experiences, rather than delighted, excited thoughts can also be helpful. There's nothing wrong with delighted, excited thoughts, but it's very easy to spin out into them. Whereas staying with the intention, staying with the sensations, staying with the feelings can ground the mind and body in the moment. And I guess I have to say a really important condition is recognizing and appreciating the importance and value of having wholesome qualities of mind present. For far too many people, we were taught through either cultural forces or families or messages through media or whatnot that somehow that experiencing goodness and joy and delight, particularly delight in the quality of our own hearts, was somehow wrong. So if that's you, and I'm not saying it is, but if perchance any one of us has had that experience, I just want to offer not only permission, but encouragement. It's wonderful, beautiful, and onward leading on this path to appreciate wholesome states of mind and heart. Not only are they pleasurable in of themselves, they are onward leading on the Eightfold Path. So, with that, let's start a guided meditation. So the invitation is to take a posture that balances relaxation and alertness in a way that's going to be supportive of you and your energy level in this time of day, in this moment. And just starting by settling into the body, noticing gravity, holding you to your meditation spot. Noticing the support of the chair or cushion, bench, mat. And relaxing into that support. Perhaps taking a couple of deeper breaths, almost as a ritual of starting the meditation. And if you're low on energy, the invitation is to put just a little bit more emphasis on the in-breath. Builds energy. And if you need to settle down, the emphasis can be on the out-breath, on letting go, letting go, letting go, letting go. And a couple more like that. And then settling into the body. And setting the intention to invite any glimmers, any qualities of goodness. And then noticing the sensations of the body. Of sound, distant or close. Of any lingering taste or smell from the midday meal. Of tension or relaxation in the body. And tension or relaxation in the mind. And then finding yourself a primary object that feels hospitable to you. Finding the sensations of breathing in the belly or chest, perhaps even the nose. And allowing the awareness to be spacious of all that is being felt, while also centering the sensations or whatever primary object you're using. Appreciating this body, this life breath. And then noticing, what's the attitude of the heart and mind in this moment? Encouraging kindness, patience, spaciousness, and allowing for whatever's there. Noticing any feelings of pleasure or calm, or simply grounding available in the breath, the body. Appreciating whatever's there. And then gathering an intention. An intention of kindness, care, or compassion if that feels more true in this moment. And just dropping that intention into the heart, the mind, the body. The way you might see a leaf fall on a clear, undisturbed forest pool. Noticing any ripples of that good intention. And then perhaps tapping into the sensations in your core, the center of your chest or your whole torso. With each in-breath, appreciating the aliveness of the breath. With each out-breath, offering, radiating a sense of well-wishing, kindness throughout all of the body and mind. Can imagine kindness born on the breath itself, transpiring through the cells, the muscles, the tissues, the bones, or just feel the movement of the breath, sending kindness outward throughout. In the movement. Or perhaps using words, concepts to focus the intentions. Happy. Safe, peaceful, free, allowing the intentions to synchronize with the breath or to simply be there as you're breathing. Every now and then, noticing what's arising, what's here, offering it space, perhaps looking underneath it, finding the good impulse within. Or simply gazing upon kindly. It feels right now. Allowing these good wishes, these kind, compassionate intentions to radiate out like sunlight or fog, like a gentle breeze, or powerful like a blown horn. Focusing first on breathing these intentions out of the front of the body, as far or as near as they want to go. Extending them throughout that quarter of the heart, the mind, the world beyond. happy. See. Peaceful. And then easefully adding consciousness of the right side of your body. Radiating these intentions all through the right side and the front. Within us, beyond us. From time to time, refreshing the intentions and allowing whatever's present with kindness, spaciousness. Noticing what's happening and the sensations of the body. Observing, being with what's happening in the heart and mind. And any goodness, any kusala, intentions or mind states. Savoring. Appreciating. Now, shifting the attention to the back of your body. Allowing the intentions, goodness, kindness, well wishes to fill and spill out through the back of the body. Going as far or near as they want to. You can extend a few inches or across space and time. Appreciating. Allowing, even bugling outward, radiating. And now too, inviting the left side of the body to open. Pervading, saturating, steeping the left side of the body. Good intentions, kindness, care, compassion. Noticing any good feelings in the body, pleasure, calm, happiness, hint of joy or compassion, and massaging those feelings through all this body and mind and heart. Allowing them to radiate outwards, above and below, in all directions, all around. Allowing whatever arises to be known against a field. An expansion of goodness, allowing kind awareness, As we begin to approach the end of this meditation, letting go of any attempt to radiate, pervade, say words, and just letting go into the moment, into this body, all of the playing senses, things coming up and going away. And allowing all that is happening to play out against the clear light of awareness. Stepped back, receptive, allowing. And taking a moment or two to appreciate yourself. No matter how the meditation has been going, appreciate this good heart for cultivating these conditions. And then sending also appreciation, gratitude to each and every one of your co-meditators in all these little tiles, seen or unseen. Appreciating Sangha. Thank you all for your practice. It's lovely to practice with you.